Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, welcome back here, live at Trailer Wheel and Frame. As the man told you, John Raheel Nodell, Lazy. Jeff Luna is going to be joining us in a second here. He's going to call in, so we'll talk Astros baseball with the general manager. Big week with the draft, and now with all the injuries. I mean, dude is probably just, he's taken you, and you're worried that he's talking to us, somebody might be calling him to make a big trade, and we might blow it for him.
That's my biggest fear, is that right now somebody could be calling him. And they're like, right now, let's do the deal, but they can't get through because they're Jeff is on with us.
This is kind of like a Tony Romo playing golf in the off season thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how's it, if he throws an incompletion, it was because he played golf.
Yep.
David Carr worried about his hair.
Hey, if your hair, yeah.
Yeah. So Jeff Luno can't even eat, is what you're saying.
I'm saying he should not be doing this interview right now, just in case another team's calling.
Well, Jeff Luno is joining us right now on ESPN 97.5. Jeff, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing well, and they can always text me if I'm on the phone.
Right. I'm pretty sure, or leave. There's a thing called voicemail. They can leave you, hey, it's the White Sox. Give us a call back, Jeff. Okay, we can do that. Jeff, we've been talking, obviously, I don't know, man. I don't know that I've seen a team as good as this Astros team with the injuries to this pitching staff. Holy cow. Have you seen anything like this?
Not really. We expect injuries throughout the season, and that's why we usually anticipate we're going to need 8 or 9 starters. What we don't expect is when they all go down together. I don't know if you guys remember, there was a time, I think it was 2013, where we hadn't had a catching injury in a long time, and all of a sudden we had 2 or 3 catching injuries in a row, and we were bringing up guys that had never been in the big leagues before to catch for us. That's kind of what it feels like, but we're in the middle of obviously a pennant race and a really special season, so it's tough. But I will tell you that Marte's outing the other day made us all breathe a little sigh of relief because, we know we've got some exciting young arms like Paulino and Marte's, but you just don't know how they're going to respond when they're given the opportunity. And see Marte's go out there the other night and do that. It gives us a little bit of breathing room here. We don't have to panic. It's nice to know that those guys are there and that they can do that job. But our guys are getting healthy, and I think we're going to get them all back by the All-Star break, and off we go.
Yeah, what's the latest with everyone? Can you fill us in? What's the latest with Dallas? Is everything okay? McCullers, he should be back here pretty soon. Musgrove is obviously going to get the start here in this series. What's the latest with everyone else?
Lance is doing well and recovering, and I think we'll see him take a start sometime in the next road trip. So sometime either Oakland or Seattle, and that'll be good to get him back. And to be honest with you, when you look at Lance's total workload right now compared to what he's done in his career and what he's projected to do if we go deep in the postseason, this may end up being a real blessing in disguise that he's taking a start or two off right now because we need him strong in September and October. Charlie Morton's getting ready to get on the mound again, and that's good news, and everything looks great there. So he'll probably be the next guy back after Lance. And then, Dallas remains to be seen. I don't expect a long absence, but right now he's not throwing, and as soon as he starts throwing, we'll probably get him back pretty quickly. McHugh has already started throwing off the mound, but because he hasn't been in action this year, it's going to be a little bit longer rehab for him. So really all 4 guys are on their way back. Joe Musgrove's already in the rotation again, and I expect that, like I said, by or around the All-Star break, all these guys will be back in action.
Jeff Luna with us here on ESPN 97.5. Jeff, how much more difficult? Because I don't know. Well, behind the scenes, we feel like you're working, and there's a good possibility or some kind of possibility that you could trade for a pitcher here, another starter that would be nice. How difficult is it that seems like everybody is still in the hunt? And is anybody talking, or is there still talk going on, or is this a tough time right now, and you're just gonna have to wait and see?
I think we're going to have to wait and see. I mean, it doesn't mean that we're not having conversations. I'm certainly not trying to behave as if I'm desperately looking for something, because that's not a good position to be in when you're bargaining with somebody. But I also think that a lot of clubs, because of the second wild card, haven't made a determination what their strategy is yet. And there's a lot of surprise teams this year that are doing well, that weren't expected to do well, and they've got some interesting arms. And, you know, I kind of learned a little bit of a lesson a few years ago. We wanted to strike early. We knew we had a good team that had a good chance to go to the playoffs, and we felt like we needed another starter. And we went out and we got Scott Kazmir, who was good for us for several starts at the end of July and sort of petered off a little bit towards the end of the season. But, you know, we moved early to make sure we got our guy. And then, you know, about a week later, David Price came available, and we had sort of used our trade chips to get Kazmir and some of the other guys that we acquired. So you just don't know who's available until July, and typically until the end of July. And, you know, if we're looking for a guy to potentially be in our playoff rotation, I mean, there's a list of guys that may be available, but that list could grow, right in the last few days of July. And we want to make sure we're there for that.
Jeff Luhnow joining us on ESPN 97.5. Jeff, I want to talk about Elion Rodriguez. And this is more of a question. This is a 20-year-old kid, 6'4", 205, throws in the 92 to 97 mile-per-hour range. For a kid that age, is that how above average is that? Just in general, for a 20-year-old, how advanced is that for a kid to throw that hard?
It's pretty advanced. I mean, we sometimes see kids 16, 17, 18 in Dominican and other places who throw in the low 90s. But it's not just the velocity on his fastball for Elion. It's also the movement and his secondary stuff and the command of all of his pitches. So we're really excited about him. You know, we spent a lot of money in the international market this year, and the market closes for the cycle for the year now. And so we wanted to get one last big signing in. And Elion was a great way for us to close off the year. He's going to be we're going to get him ramped up, and he'll probably pitch a little bit in Dominican this summer, and then we'll see what happens after that. But this is a guy that could move pretty quickly based on his stuff, and I think he'll quickly vault into one of our top 10 pitching prospects by next year.
That's awesome. Yeah, you guys, you just done what appears to be a spectacular job, Jeff, with the Latin American. A lot of people don't know the rules about how much you're allowed to spend and all of this stuff, and you guys waited, and then the market opened it up with a lot of great players, and you guys jumped on it.
We really did, and we liked the inventory of players we added. And with some of these Cuban players, they're a little bit unique because they have experience pitching in the Cuban Professional League, which is a much higher level than some of the lower levels in minor leagues. And so I think we're going to get these guys to move fairly quickly. And you never have enough arms, as we've proven at the big league level, and a lot of our emphasis was on getting some of these exciting arms. And, you know, our minor league system continues to be stacked. We're going to stress it because we're going to need players for both trades and promotions. But as long as we keep it stacked, we should be in good shape.
Jeff Luhnow joining us on ESPN 97.5. Jeff, as a team, when you see a guy like Francis have that outing, when you see Derek Fisher perform, I know it's just one start and one game. How big of a success is that, and how does that feel when you see a guy that you've seen develop, not only perform at the lower levels but come up on their first days and their first official start for Francis? How cool of a feeling is that?
It was pretty special. I got to say, there were a couple special moments this year. One is when Lance McCullers and Carlos Correa both won Player and Pitcher of the Month, and both of them were drafted together a few years back, and that was pretty special. And I'd say the other night was pretty special, too, because Francis Martes was the last piece of a trade we made a few years back, and Derek Fisher was drafted by us with one of the picks that we acquired in the trade. And so not only did the trades result in these two players, but our amateur scouts who happened to be in town for this year's draft were there for the game, and Derek Fisher's amateur scout, signing scout, was on the field for batting practice. And then, you know, I was sitting right behind the batter's area when he came up before his home run, and he just looks so impressive. He looks so ready and so mature. And, you know, when I called down to Tony DeFrancesco, our AAA manager, the night before to ask him to send us Fisher, he said, you're not only getting the best player on my team, you're getting the best player in the league and the best player in the minor league. So
wow,
that made me feel pretty good about that decision.
Yeah, and watching him, and goodness gracious, you talk about your top prospects, and, you know, it always hurts to make a trade. I was just asking Raheel, how as a guy who it does have to trade away pieces, and you always, you know, it's got to hurt, otherwise it's not going to be a trade. You got to make some tough decisions on this kid. Looks like he can be a great, great player, you know, and other guys that you might have to trade away that could have great, great careers.
No question about it. And, you know, you just look at the Milwaukee Brewers right now, and Brett Phillips and Josh Hader and Domingo Santana are all players that we had, and we traded away to help us in the short term. So it's something that it has to be painful to get a player that you really is going to help you, but we've got to be cognizant of the whole picture. We want to win this year. We know we have a special team. We don't want to do anything. We want to do as much as we can to help that, but at the same time, we don't want to put ourselves in a position where 2-3 years from now we regret what we did and, you know, end up in a worse situation. Yeah, and the trades don't always work out. You look at the Rangers last year, they made a lot of trades coming down the stretch, and yeah, they did get the division, but they didn't win any games in playoffs, and they lost basically their top five prospects through those trades. So, you know, we've got to be aware that this is a probabilistic world we live in, and we're going to make the moves that we think are the best moves, but, you know, we have to roll the dice and see how it works out.
Jeff Luhnow here on ESPN 97.5. Jeff, last weekend's draft, can you tell, because we talked about Bukauskas and local guys. You got A&M, you got University of Houston, all great stuff. Is there one guy that you were like, oh, my God, this guy is still here on the board, maybe middle rounds, that you were like, well, this is a no-brainer?
Yeah, I think the Jake Adams, I'm not sure if this is a nickname that I just heard floating around, Juicy Jake Adams, but he hit 29 bombs this year. He's physical. He's a big boy. And from University of Iowa, so Bo Porter sent me a text 10 minutes after we took him to congratulate me. This is a guy that, you know, was available for us late day one or day two, and I think this guy has a chance to have some serious power in the big leagues. So it's when you get guys like that you get really excited. We've had a lot of good picks in the sixth round in the past few years, and I think this could be another great one.
6'3", 240, he's a load, man. He played here, against the University of Houston. He's a load. That is great.
Hey, so Jeff,
we loaded up on some cornerbacks, and we got some good pitchers. So this was a good draft. Michael Ives and his group did a tremendous job.
So, Jeff, now the timeline, the draft is over. The international players signing day was over now. So now it's all about potential moves for this season now, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's still, you know, obviously we've got 9 minor league teams that we're arming, and there's a lot going on in the minor leagues, international operations and all that. But, yeah, we're going to be focused on keeping the big league team healthy and doing anything we can to help support this team to win the division and win a championship. That's our goal.
Jeff Luhnow here on ESPN 97.5. Well, Jeff, congratulations, man. This is so much fun to watch. You guys were patient. You had a plan. You went through with it. And then the guys that you've picked up as well, what a great addition Redick is and Beltran is in the dugout, Aoki. All of these guys, it seems like all the buttons are pushed have been tremendous. So just want to tell you how awesome it is to have the best team in baseball right here in the city of Houston. And it's going to be a big weekend, isn't it, against these Red Sox?
It sure will be, and I appreciate you saying that. And I appreciate our fan support. We've had some really good crowds this week during this homestand, and I think this weekend is going to be really special. Red Sox are clearly one of the best teams in the American League, and you know we'll be ready for them. So it's going to be a fun weekend.
Hey, Jeff, before you go, can you give us a woo?
sure can. Woo!
Yeah.
Jeff Luhnow wooing right here. Like take that, Fred and AJ, right here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Jeff, we appreciate it, man. Congratulations on what you guys have done. Just great stuff.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, Jeff Luhnow right here.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn,
and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.